The history of Wicca is a blurry subject at best, but there are some truths that most historians would agree with. Wicca is a form of pagan beliefs that derived hundreds of years ago, although it has been morphed into a modern-day religion and has many different aspects from the ancient roots it once shared. Historians do know that Wicca is based off an ancient Northern European pagan belief system that involved a goddess and a horned god, her consort. While the Wiccan religion is a modern creation, some of the sources for the religion predate the Christian era by hundreds of years. However, most Wiccans will argue that their religion is not a direct descendant of the pagan religion. They see their religion as a modern reconstruction of the earlier beliefs. There is a theory the Wiccan religion began with the Celts, but there is very little evidence to prove this theory. There are no written records of the forms of worship and the belief system the Celts followed. Unfortunately, the written documents of the Celts, during the time that Wicca is thought to have first flourished, are biased and have a questionable historical worth at best. The most historical account of Wicca is a book written by a British civil servant, Gerald Gardiner. In 1939, he wrote that he was initiated into a remaining Wiccan coven and took the vows of secrecy. He then persuaded them to allow him to write a book in 1949. This book revealed a few of the key components of the Wiccan belief system, and it discussed some of the horrors of persecution these religious followers faced throughout history. The book was titled High Magic's Aid. He then added in numerous symbols, rituals, concepts, and elements that were imperative to the ceremonial magic of Wicca, and he added in concepts in order to flesh out the practices. These practices were long forgotten by the modern-day society, and he awoke both the good and the bad that came along with the Wiccan belief system being revealed to the public again. In 1954, he wrote Witchcraft Today in order to describe some more of the details about the Wiccan faith. He also added in more spells and craft secrets so that others could follow the religion. Then he wrote The Meaning of Witchcraft in order to reveal the history and the belief system of Wicca in Northern Europe. According to Gerald Gardiner, Wicca began way back in prehistory as a ritual that was associated with the hunt, fire, fertility, plants, tribal fertility, and the curing of diseases. The religion then developed into a religion that acknowledged a supreme deity, but realised that they were not able to understand this deity at the time. Instead, they decided to worship the gods that were underneath this supreme deity, known as the goddess of fertility and the god of the hunt. This religion then developed into a moon-based worship, while the sun-based faith of the priests of the Druids developed into the dominant religion of the Celts. By that time, the Celts spread across Northern Europe, but they never formed a political entity throughout their spread. They remained many separate tribes that shared a common religion and culture. The religion then survived the Saxon, Roman, and Norman invasions by going underground in order to survive. Unfortunately, a major loss to the members occurred during the Christian genocides that continued all the way into the 18th century. During this time, many of the beliefs and the rituals had been lost, as they were unable to be recorded for fear of persecution. The covens had become so isolated during these times that they lost contact with one another and started to form separate belief systems. The religion was then revived by Gardiner and others who took those surviving practices and belief systems and fleshed them out using material from other religions and spiritual sources. He stated that after he had written the first book, he was graced with numerous letters that announced there had been covens that had survived for many generations. There are those that believe the Wiccan belief system did not have a continuous presence from the Celtic times to the modern day. They maintain that the current religious belief system was created using a few pieces of Celtic deity structures, beliefs, and celebratory days in order to create the backbone of the Wiccan religion. The consensus is that the recent Wiccan religion became a mass movement in England during the 1950s. And has rapidly become a New Age religion that is expanding at a furious rate throughout North America and Europe.